Hey, what's up, guys and girls? It's Jesse Daly. Thank you so much for being back here on Behind the Sign Acting Advice, Advice for Actors. Today, I wanted to share with all of you two strategies that helped to secure meetings with talent agents that worked for me when I applied these two strategies. And they are kind of unique in certain ways, I would say, and I hope it can help all of you. So the first thing that I would recommend if you're trying to find an agent is look up their, you know, direct email if it's available. And usually it is. If you have IMDb Pro, you can definitely find it. And you know, look up the department, for example, commercial, TV, film, that sort of thing. And so you know who you are about to reach out to. And when you find that person's contact information, what I think you should do, because this worked for me, is film a short YouTube or a short video introducing yourself to them directly. So let's say it's an agent, you know, I mean, obviously an agent at like a huge agency, it's probably not going to work, right? A lot of those emails are hard to find anyway. But if you're looking for like a mid-sized agency or a boutique agency, this will be opened and watched because it's unique. And what I did was I made a video and I introduced myself to that exact person and explained to them why I felt like I'd be a good fit for their agency and, you know, and what I can offer and why I was reaching out to them directly. That's the thing too that I want to mention. You don't want to, you know, do this like fully generic video, you know what I mean? Like, you want to know who you're talking to and what their agency specializes in. So, for example, you might have to do a little bit of, you know, like research and see if they on their social media, for example, a lot of times agents and agencies will post what their clients are booking. So, for example, you might say something like, you know, hey, my name is Jesse. I'm reaching out to you. Pamela is a name came to my mind in the commercial division at, you know, whatever the agency is, and say, you know, I saw that you just booked a client on, a Nike ad. I'm just making this up as I go along. And then explain why you also feel like you could help to make them money. That's a key thing. You got to say, I want to make money. And, you know, so what I'm saying is make it personal and introduce yourself. It's something that a lot of people are not doing. They might be sending emails and headshots, and that's great. But if you send a video link, and oftentimes what happens is when you take that link, if you put it on YouTube and you like set it as private for or unlisted on YouTube, they will be able to view it, you know, with the link. And the image of, you know, like a thumbnail of the video and the title of the video will pop up in the email that you're sending. So for example, you may title the video message for Pamela at whatever agency. So they're going to be intrigued by that. And likely, you know, they're going to check out the video and be like, what is this person doing? What are they saying? And I also applied the same thing with casting directors. And I really heard from a lot of people. And I got meetings by doing this. And there was like a casting assistant at a big office in LA who reached out and said, you know, this was a very smart idea. They loved the video, meaning the casting directors. This was a casting assistant. And it was on, you know, I was on their radar, you know. You're going to want to also, of course, link your IMDb and your, you know, your information in the email. But keep it short and sweet. Just introduce yourself and say, I'd love to have a chance to meet you in person, or I guess these days maybe on Zoom, you know, to see how I can help your agency. So that's one. Okay, so take some notes on that one. It works, trust me, it has worked for me. The other piece of advice I would offer you here is to, okay, this works more when you, for example, have a booking already. So when I booked a national commercial and it was currently airing, And I had determined, I think I was in between agencies or something had happened. I was searching for another agent, and I would call, I'd look up the number and I'd call the agency. And within my first introductory, conversation with whomever it was, I would say, "Hi, my name is Jesse Daly. I have a national commercial currently airing, a SAG after a national commercial currently airing. I am calling to, you know, inquire about your commercial division for representation." And I mean, I'm telling you guys and girls, like, when you tell them you've got a SAG after national commercial going, that's, I mean, especially the one that I was referring to, and when I did this, it was going for like a year. So I made sure to say that. I mean, you make good money on those gigs. You know, they're few and far between, but when you get them, you like make really good money. And so does the agent, because every time that you get a residual, they do too, right? Like, they take their percentage. So, you know, if you're making like 50K, you know, which is not unheard, well, I guess now it's a little lesser, you know, of a thing that happens, but it is certainly not unheard of for any one of you to book like a SAG after a national commercial and make that kind of money on one ad, especially if it airs like continuously. So you know, in that first statement, "Hi, my name is Jesse Daly. I'm reaching out because I have a national commercial. It's been airing for about a year or whatever, 6 months. I'm looking for commercial representation." They are like hooked, and they're like, okay, because what you're telling them is, okay, this person is working and they're making money, and they want to make money. That's what it comes down to, right? I mean, like, hopefully they also want to be, you know, like your advocate. I have found that type of agent and manager who is an advocate can be few and far between, to be totally honest. When you find that agent and manager, like I currently have right now, agents that are really good people, you want to stick with those people. And I've had some amazing people in the past that I've worked with too. My point is, though, that for most people, it's business, right? I mean, they're trying to make money, and you know what? So are you. So you want to show them every reason that you can make the money, and you want to make more money too. So those two steps are really important. I just heard a little cat meow, and I don't know if you heard it on the podcast. Again, I'm outside here in the Caribbean. There's a zoo of animals. And anyway, I wanted all of you to be aware of this, because I feel like these two techniques or strategies are not communicated enough for actors. And you know, I mean, I get it. Some agents, if they hear this, are probably like, "Oh, we don't want people, you know, calling all the time, sending us stuff." Well, here's the thing. Again, it's business. They want to make money, and so do you. So obviously you're not going to be like disrespectful, right? You're not going to overdo it and have like a 15-minute video, or, you know, but being a pleasant pest, that's the best way to do it. And you might get their attention, like I did, and you might get an agent, like I did, you know, and it might work. And I really just wanted to share this with you, because I think that especially in this day and age with so much being remote, these are things you can do, literally like today. So if this works for any of you, by the way, please let me know. I'd love to hear about it. And please share this with your actor friends, because there's so many of you out there that are not represented, and you should be, because you have a lot to offer. And I mean, the thing is that we can only go, we as actors can only go as far as we can without having a good team helping us to open doors, you know, or get in the door, right? I've done a lot without agents too, but you know, and it ultimately comes down to how much you are trying. But it really makes a huge, huge, huge impact and difference when you have the right people working with you. And you know, again, as I've said before in this podcast, I'm not even in LA right now, and I'm still involved, you know, with entertainment, and so much is remote, you know, auditions and communication. So, you know, I'm literally on an island in like the middle of nowhere, you know, and if I'm doing that, you definitely can too. And right now acting is not my like main focus. Like I did that for like 10 years, and you know, I may go back into that more full time at some point. Right now, it's not my main 100% like nothing else focus. But if that is your focus right now, it doesn't really matter where you live. As you know, as long as you can get, you know, yourself going, get good people around you. And then, of course, you may need to make a move to like LA or New York or wherever it may be. But, you know, I also think that the pandemic, which is obviously still ongoing, it's going to continue, unfortunately, in some way, shape, or form for probably a long period of time, as much as that like sucks, right? And hopefully, you know, people don't get sick, you know? But I mean, it's like, this is not just going to end and go back to the way it was in 2019. Things are fundamentally changed. So we have to learn to adapt with that and make choices that are going to make us happy. And for you, you may feel that getting an agent is going to make you happy because it can help you advance your career. That is a long-winded way of saying a lot of this. But please let me know if these strategies work for you. Please share this message with your actor friends who you feel could benefit from it. And please follow me on YouTube at Jesse Daily, on Instagram at JesseDaily47. And let me know if these work, please. Have a great day and keep being yourselves, because you are one of a kind. Peace out.